Every year, the nonprofit group Preservation Idaho puts on its Heritage Home Tours, spotlighting unique neighborhoods around Boise. This Sunday's 15th annual tour takes us to the Randolph Robertson neighborhood on the Bench. Located north of Overland and west of Curtis, these homes were built after World War II in the 1950s and 60s. They have a modern, distinctive look for the time, with long, angular lines. Paula Benson with Preservation Idaho and historian Barbara Perry Bauer with TAG Historical Research sat down with Samantha Wright to talk about the tour and the history of the Randolph Robertson neighborhood. Benson says the area highlights a style of architecture distinct from other older neighborhoods throughout Boise.
And so this area, the homes are over 50 years old, which makes them historic, but it's not a historic district as designated by the city, and that's a little bit different. This is a mid-century modern kind of a neighborhood, a lot of post-World War II, a few before that, but mostly the mid-century. So it'll be something different for people to see, and really an eye-opening architecture and style of the neighborhood, very different from the grids that we see in the older downtown areas.
And Barbara, tell me a little bit about Randolph Robertson neighborhood. How did this get started?
The name Randolph Robertson actually is the names of two different families, Duffy Randolph and the Robertson brothers, Fred and Bob, who were transplants to Boise after World War II. They ended up purchasing about 70 acres of land on what used to be a farm. Boise, after the war, began to grow away from that downtown core and up onto the Bench areas, and Randolph Robertson is the first really subdivision built in the 1950s that reflects the changes in our architectural style, the conveniences of the automobile, and how the neighborhood was laid out, being curvy, and then, of course, having that new architectural style, the cutting-edge ranch house.
Tell me a little bit about that style in the ranch house. What are we going to see on the tour?
We are going to see a preponderance of really beautiful, long, linear houses that seem to look like they're a one-story house, but they're a little bit deceptive because many of these houses are actually two stories. They have a basement in them. You're going to see homes that, at first glance, you might think they're a cookie cutter, but as you take a closer look at them, you're going to notice very strategic details, whether it's in the material used for the walls, whether it's in the way that the bricks are placed. You're going to notice the big picture windows that became so popular in the 50s as, of course, the television became so popular.
And why is this neighborhood so important?
This neighborhood is particularly important because it is one of those first mid-century neighborhoods. Most of the development for this neighborhood began in about 1950, 1951, 52. That's when many of these houses were being constructed. You did have the development over by Vista Village, which began in the 1940s, but the style of architecture that you see in Randolph Robertson is really the key to that architectural style, the ranch style. And it is important because we have no mid-century neighborhoods that are listed as a historic district in the city of Boise. And this is just a really nice density of that particular style. Many of these homes have not been changed. They've been well maintained. You kind of get the feeling that you're walking back in time. So it's just a very important part of Boise's history, as it really does define that architectural style and urban planning and design of the 1950s.
And Paula, why is the Randolph Robertson neighborhood important in your mind?
Really, this neighborhood is really a reflection of the socioeconomics and the demographics, the reality of living in this post-World War II mid-century city of Boise. So it's really a beautiful way to experience not only how it looks now, but really what it tells about the history of our city.
Paula Benson says Preservation Idaho's self-guiding tour this Sunday takes about 2 hours, and the homes will be open for viewing starting at 10 a.m. You can see pictures of some of the homes on the tour and find out about tickets at our website, boisestatepublicradio.org.